The meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mr. Kilpatrick?
8:00 a.m.
Thank you, sir. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on September 6th, 2018. Faxed to newspapers by the designated by the board, the express times. Posting to the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administration offices, and in each Clinton Township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Kilpatrick, may we please have a roll call, sir?
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Mr. Holliday?
Here.
Mr. Malloy? Ms. Alasky? Mrs. Otte?
Thank you. Mrs. Brooks, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
With pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Sorry about the flag.
All right. Mrs. McLaughlin, will you serve as the process guardian for this morning's meeting?
Sure.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the special board meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education. Today is Saturday, September 8th of 2018. We are going to open the floor at this time. There are no president's comments, and the superintendent of schools does not have a report this morning. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only to guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual. Our bylaw limits comments to 3 minutes. We will also adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is only for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they will be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action or research is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools as appropriate. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. I'd like to make note on record that at the moment, there is not one individual or a member from the public in the audience. So I will close the public comment section on agenda item only, and I will open the floor to the first recognition of the public. The same parameters I just outlined for the public comment section on agenda items only apply here as well. And once again, I'd like to note that at 8 o'clock in the morning, there isn't anyone here from the public. So I will close the floor on the first recognition of the public and move on to the report of our business administration.
Just a reminder that there's a meeting September 24th at 7:30 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Kilpatrick. We have one committee report today, Personnel and Negotiations. Mrs. Alasky is the chair of that committee. Unfortunately, she's unable to attend this morning. We are approving this morning, or looking for approval for an assistant coach for girls volleyball and a head coach for boys soccer. And in addition, we are looking for approval for an assistant volunteer coach for boys soccer at the middle school as well. So with that, I'm looking for a motion for 19PN055 to 19PN057.
Motion.
Motion, Dr. Foy. Looking for a second, please?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Brooks. Any questions? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. Brennan?
Yes.
Mrs. Brooks?
Yes.
Dr. Foy?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy is absent. Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Ms. Alasky is absent. Mrs. R. is absent. Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Holliday?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you, sir. There is not a report this morning of the feasibility of closing the school, so I'd like to open the floor right now for old business of the board. Anyone on the board have any old business they would like to discuss?
There was a request put in to invite the Boy Scout, the Eagle Scout, who did the project for the schools. The because of the rules of Boy Scouts, I don't have his contact information directly. I put in indirect requests for him to make me a call, but he's not responded.
Okay.
So as of this point, he will not be at the 24th meeting. I'll keep trying.
Okay, thank you. Did he attend Clinton Township schools?
No, he did not.
Okay.
Yeah, they moved into the area. He's actually still belongs to a troop that is not in Clinton Township.
Okay.
But his younger sister attended the schools.
And maybe you can find out that way then. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other road business this morning? No? Seeing none, new business. Any board members want to bring up any new business?
Does anybody see the humor that there's a cricket?
Can someone remind me how to spell cricket?
Okay, seeing none, I would like to open the floor to the second recognition of the public. And once again, I'd like to note that at this time, we do not have anyone attending the meeting, so I will close the floor second recognition of the public. So at this time, I'm looking for a motion with the cricket's help to adjourn this meeting. So I'm looking for a motion, please.
Motion.
A second, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. We are adjourned.
Cricket's day.